This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. is sending Ukraine advanced rocket systems.
Ukrainian leaders have been begging for the high-tech medium-range rocket systems as they struggle to stall Russian progress in the Donbas region. The systems are part of a new $700 million tranche of U.S. security assistance that tries to strike a balance between helping Ukraine battle the ferocious Russian artillery barrages in the east while not providing weapons that could allow Ukraine to hit targets deep inside Russia. Two senior administration officials tell the AP the current package also includes helicopters, Javelin anti-tank weapon systems, tactical vehicles, and spare parts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
We're getting some new information about the unlocked door the gunman walked through in Uvalde, Texas. Authorities initially said a teacher had propped the door open. The AP's Jennifer King with what investigators are saying now.
A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety says investigators have now determined that the teacher, who has not been identified, propped the door open with a rock, but then removed the rock and closed the door when she realized there was a shooter on campus. But the closed door did not lock. San Antonio attorney Don Flannery told the San Antonio Express News she saw him jump the fence with a gun, kick the rock away, and remembers pulling the door closed while telling 911 that he was shooting. According to Flannery, she thought the door would lock. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden's trying to speed up the production of baby formula. Today, he'll meet virtually with manufacturers of infant formula. Part of the supply chain problem around the world is due to the COVID lockdown in China. This morning, China's largest city, Shanghai, is starting to return to some sort of normal. The two-month lockdown there is easing. Traffic and pedestrians are back in the streets. Tanking up at the gas station here at home will cost you even more this morning. $4.67 a gallon, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to Elvis, the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel, with an issue that's popped up.
From chapels of love to heartbreak hotels, that may be the fate of some Las Vegas businesses because of a licensing issue. Heartbreak Hotel. Elvis has indeed left the building, at least if the edifice in question is one of those chapels in Las Vegas that do weddings featuring the likeness of the late rock star. The licensing company that controls Elvis Presley's name and image has declared it a sin for any Sin City operator to use Elvis in its ceremonies. The Vegas Review-Journal reports Authentic Brands Group sent cease and desist letters to multiple chapels, and they are expected to comply. As you might expect, those who until now anyway were in the Elvis wedding business are crying like the proverbial hound dog. They say the decision could decimate their business even as they're trying to crawl back to their feet after the pandemic. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.